Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to If Life Gives You Lemons, Make a Lemonade. If Life Gives You Lemons, Make a Martini Show. This is your host, Gail St. Francis Johnson, formerly known as Miss Delicious. And I'm really trying to bring you Sunday gospel music, but I'm having a little technical difficulties here in the studio, so bear with me. But did everybody get out and get their worship on this Sunday? It was a beautiful day here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I don't know about the rest of the world, but we had a very nice day today. I got out, got my worship on. I'm still doing my Thanksgiving shopping, so I'm not going to wait till the last minute to get everything that I need. And just running around like a chicken with my head cut off. So I'm in here now trying to, my switchboard is acting up. I don't know if it's from the internet service that I'm using or what's going on, but hopefully I can get this show on the road. And if not, I guess I'll have to postpone it, because I really wanted to play gospel music this Sunday. And, you know, like I said, if I don't get it today, I'm going to postpone the show and probably try to get it next Sunday. But I have a, I'm going to try really hard. So just like I said, bear with me. Hold on.
Wanna tell a story now? About a man. Called Shouting John. John joined a dead church. They didn't believe in dancing. They didn't believe in speaking in other tongues. But early one Sunday morning, they opened the doors of that old dead church. John joined that old dead church. Well, when John joined that old dead church, he came in. Hey. Dancing all around the church. They tried to hold his legs. His hands were gone. When they turned the hands loose, the feet were going. It's just like fire. It's just like fire. Up in my bones. They did everything they could to stop old John. When they could not stop him, they made up in their mind, we gotta go out to John's house, y'all. But doesn't he know we don't act like that in our church? Doesn't John know we've got 55 people and they're in our church? We're going. We're going to John's house. What? Come on down here, y'all. When they got out there, come. They found this 90-year-old man. Him and an old beat up mule. Car. They had a Lexus. Mercedes, Jaguar. But a little deacon there even had a little Volkswagen. But they got out of their fine cars. When John looked around and saw him coming, he looked at that old Peter Mule. He said, John turned around and said, I know why you come out here. You come out here to tell me that I've been dancing too much. You come out here to tell me that I've been praising the Lord too much. But what you don't know is that the Lord's been good to me. Has he been good to you? Has the Lord been good to you? One of the deacons walked over to him. That John, if you don't sit down and be quiet, we're going to put you out of our church. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Did you see all of that land? Did you all just drove in on? He said, God gave me all of that land. You don't want to let me praise the Lord in your church. Come on, I want you to bend over and look. Come on, bend down. Go. He said, I'm still able to harvest my own crop. Stay right there. I'm still able to walk down the avenue of you. And not only that, but look at him. Look. Look. I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chickens, turkeys, rabbits. You name it. God gave it. When I was sick, he healed me. When I was put outdoors, he put a roof over my head. Have you got anything to praise him for tonight? John said, since I can't shout in your church, I've got something I want you to do for me. While I have a chance.
Come on down here, Diane. I want you to hear a little bit of Jesus can work it out, because we need to tell the devil he ain't got a chance. Why are we trying to figure it out? Tell your neighbor he's already worked it out. Tell your neighbor Jesus can work it out if you let him. Ooh.
Everybody.
Say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say. To what His word says, God has spoken. Let the church say,
amen. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Make this your response to whatever He said, from the healing of your body to the raising of the dead. How your world is reeling, battle on through the night,
amen.
Cause you're gonna win the fight,
amen.
Even in the valley,
amen.
Or standing at your red sea,
amen.
Continue to say,
amen.
Cause your help is on the way,
amen.
My God has spoken, I heard Him, so let the church say, the church
say,
all we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, Lord.
Let the church
say, oh, let the whole church
say,
God has spoken. Well, let the church, let the church say, let the church say. To die,
amen.
Knowing that God is not a man,
amen.
He just can't lie,
amen.
In spite of what,
amen.
What the devil does,
amen.
Know you've got a word,
amen.
That has come from above,
amen.
Faith must be,
amen.
Must be in what you say,
amen.
So open your mouth.
Starting my life over again. I gotta clean up what I messed up. I'm starting my life over again.
You know what I said to myself? I made up my mind, I ain't lying no more. Caught a lion and a cheetah, can't make it through the door. I gotta
clean up,
yes I do, y'all. Come on, y'all, sing it.
I'm starting my life over again.
Yeah, I gotta
clean up,
yes I do, y'all. I made up my mind, I ain't running no more. I'm going back to church, I'm gonna walk back through the door. I gotta
clean up what I messed up.
Yeah, I'm starting
my life over again.
Yeah, I gotta
clean up.
Yes, I do, y'all. I made up my mind, I ain't cheating no more. Because a cheater can't make it through the door. Yes, I do, y'all. Can I get a witness? No, I don't talk to me tonight. I made up in my mind, I got a yes, I do, y'all.
That was Smokey Norville. Thank you. Before that, the Cantons Clean Up. Marvin Wayans, Let the Church Say Amen. Diane Williams of the Cosmopolitan Church of Prayer, Jesus Can Work It Out. And at the top, Shirley Caesar, Hold My Mule. And that Hold My Mule song says a lot, you know, about old man going to a dead church and, you know, how he was cast out and told to get out and, you know, because he wanted to praise God the way he felt fit to praise God. If it was jumping and shouting, screaming and hollering, then that was his way of giving praise. But when he went out there and saw all the land he had, the things he had on his farm, there was a reason for him to praise God the way he did. Anyway, we're going to get right back into these gospel songs because we're almost getting close to the hour, and I really want to get some of these good songs played for you. And I want to say hello to my sister Ruby. How you doing, darling?
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on. About your works.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful, just
praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
If I couldn't say one word,
I'll just wave my hand.
If I couldn't say one word,
I'll just wave my hand.
He been good. Help me out of danger when danger was around me.
If I
couldn't say one word. Talking about me. He been good, good to me. I just can't forget what he did at Calvary.
If I
couldn't say have done what you did when you went to Calvary. You shed your blood. You shed it for me. That's why I'm standing here on your word. I know your word will forever stand.
If I
couldn't say one word, keeping me now. I want to thank you because you've been good to me, Lord. You've been good to me, Lord. A lot of times that's all we can do is
just
wait. I remember back in 1995, I like to lost my mama, but ain't God good, y'all? Ain't God good, y'all? They thought my mama was dead, but mama wasn't dead.
My
uncle called me on the phone. He said, "Now, Patsy, your mama doing just fine. See, I ain't nothing but a mama's boy. I love my mama. My mama been good to me. See, I can't talk about none of y'all out there, but my mama been good to me. The doctor said my mama gonna have to stay in a wheelchair for 6 long months. But my mama rose up out of that wheelchair in only 3 months. Somebody ought to give God some praise. Ain't God good? When he woke me up this morning, all I did was wave my hand. When he put food on my table, all I did was wave my hand. When he put a roof over my head, all I got to do is that.
If I
couldn't
Thank you.
Nezha Walker, Grateful. You guys have a wonderful evening. Good night.